Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for... We've actually got 3 hours today. We've got 2 hours of Community Connections, and then we've got Choice Tunes. We've got the person, I'm not going to tell you who it is, and we've got their songs, and we'll be all ready to go between two and three. We'll be a person quite a few of you have already come in contact with. If not, you will have come in contact with the organisation they're involved in. Can guarantee that. So it'll be interesting to hear their life story and the music that's played a part of their lives. But anyway, being the fourth Wednesday of the month between 12 and 1, it's time for Siri. And we've had this lady with us before, Naomi. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much. Always good to be here.
Well, first of all, we've got to say Happy New Year because this is the first... time that Siri's been back this month because we're not here during January.
Yeah, I was thinking that on the way up. So much has happened, it's already the end of February.
It gets that way, doesn't it? Naomi, first thing, what was Christmas like in the house of Naomi?
Oh, goodness. 2 months ago, it's a long time.
Oh, you can't have forgotten that much.
No, as always, you know, surrounded by friends and family. So always nice to have a bit of a pause and connect again. Siri closes over the period between Christmas and New Year, so it's really a chance for all of our teams to just take a breath. And I always say, you know, that it's that recharge, rejuvenate, get ready for the new year to hit it again.
Sounds good. Now, unless my memory's a lot worse than what I think it is, I think you're going away.
Me personally? No.
Yeah. You know, I thought you were going camping or something.
For over Christmas? What did I do? Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
I thought you were going away with some family. I must have been the wrong person.
It may be the wrong person. I don't think I did day trips. I didn't do anything.
Anyway,
that's good radio. Moving on.
Let's go on nowhere, I can tell.
I should have just said yes, sorry.
No, that's not true. Righto, the first thing is we promoted, when you were in last time, the Christmas market.
Yep.
How did that go?
Amazing. The Christmas market, which is the Chirnside Park community hub, it's always the biggest market that we run. It's a twilight market, so it gets all the families out and about early December, getting ready for Christmas, local
and
made
people
gifts.
People buying Christmas presents.
Absolutely. And so then it's almost time for our next one already. So they come around quite quickly, 3 times a year. So after Christmas, we have the Easter market, which we actually run on a Sunday. So that will be Sunday, March 24, and from 9 till 2.
That's only probably just under about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, coming up super quickly. So
what time?
At 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. So you can come and get breakfast or lunch at the food trucks. Lots of activities, as always, you know, free activities for the family. And then local makers come along with their stalls and you can buy everything. I think we usually have, you know, candles and the, chili sauce person who's always amazing there. But, yeah, all sorts of gifts and trinkets, being Easter or pre-Easter, we'll have lots of great little gifts for that too.
It's a great opportunity. I was just going to say that's a great opportunity for people to buy... first of all, to buy presents for their loved ones and that, but also you're supporting local people. And a lot of these people aren't sort of even big businesses, are they? Could be just be mum and dad or, you know, one person. So you're really supporting the local community.
Yeah, and that's a big focus. I mean, Siri as a whole, but with the community hubs as well, really connecting with the local community and seeing what they want and what they can bring to the table as well and make those partnerships. So, yeah, definitely supporting locals that, you know, want to make a bit of jewellery on the side or, you know, we've even had kids there selling whatever they can make. And it's just lovely to see people come out and showcase what they do in any form that takes.
We have a really lot of talented people around, don't we, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
People can do amazing stuff.
Just give them the opportunity and let them show it, yeah.
And the thing is too, it's not much good making the stuff if you can't sell it. I mean, that's why people often do it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's always the Facebook marketplaces and those little things like that, but I think to actually interact with someone who has made something and hear the story behind it and see it and feel it and be able to have that engagement sort of firsthand, it gives you a story to then give the gift and have a story that goes with it. So
yeah,
it goes beyond Kmart. Not a sponsor.
They're not a sponsor. But also it's a case of putting money into people's pockets that are that normally, well, they've gone out, produced something and they want to sell it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no doubt there's always that a couple of good coffee shops, coffee vans there.
Yep, and good food trucks. We have the Project Siri food truck, of course.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, front and centre, come along. So Project Siri is going strong with students who will be at all the local festivals. It's quite a distinct food truck, so if you see it around, give us a toot and a wave.
And come and spend some money.
Meet our students who are obviously, they're learning firsthand how to do customer service, cash handling, food prep, all the things that go with the certificate too in tourism and cookery or hospitality.
So
great opportunities. Tips are always welcome because they go directly to the students and that gives them, that gives them such a kick because they're there learning and interacting as well. But to come out with, you know, a couple of bucks at the end of the day makes it all the better.
Sounds good. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back now with some programs that are coming up. A lot of them are programs that have been running before, so we'll hear all about them in a couple of minutes.
Conversation, a little more action, please. Arrow Valley FM 99.1, baby.
And, of course, that was Rocky Burnett and Toe on the Line. Well, that was out of the 80s, but I'd love to have you along on Sunday. I'll be here between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more, hits of the 50s, 60s, bit of 70s and 1 o'clock funnies and all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, Sunday night between 6 and 8, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Be playing plenty of the hits from the 1960s. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that, but if you've got nothing to do, I'd love to have you along. We're talking to Naomi from Cirre, and we should mention again, it's C-I-R-E. So if you want to look it up, that's the way you look it up, C-I-R-E. Naomi, we've talked about Christmas, we've talked about things that are gone. It's time to get on to what's happening now. And I guess the schools are up and running.
They are indeed. So probably the most exciting thing at the start of this year was our Monbolt campus kicking in. So we have welcomed our first lower primary classes. So Yarra Junction's always had grade 5 and 6,
yep.
Or has had grade 5 and 6, but now we've got the lower primary as well available at Monbolt. So
at what age?
So foundation through, so that the new word for prep.
Is that the one they call preppies now?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So it's been a while in the making, but old school still prep, we know it. But yeah, so they've got a purpose-built sort of learning hub in the Monbolt campus, which all the littlies are really enjoying.
Yep.
For sort of the older students as well, a lot of hands-on learning. So we really appreciate that people learn differently. And so things like music, beauty, sport, woodwork, technology, board games. Even Berwick have a smoking machine, like a food smoker.
Oh, I was going to say, don't talk smoking.
Not a smoking machine, no.
Yeah,
not
be worried there
not
for
drama
a minute.
Or theatre smoking machine, no. Food smoking, a smokery. So, yeah, the staff there have been reporting very nice spicy smoked chicken wings, apparently. So hopefully that spreads across a couple of other campuses and we can all sample some. But, yeah, so lots of that kind of hands-on learning.
So are there still vacancies up at Mount Evelyn?
At Monbolt? No. Well, I suppose, I mean, every time we kind of talk about it, it comes back to that demand, and what we do really, it just addresses those needs in the community. So we tend to operate on waiting lists.
Yeah.
But I always encourage people to definitely reach out, you know, do a tour, contact our teams, have a chat.
Get on the waiting list.
And get on it, yeah, because, you know, our staff are there to support people, whether they're a prospective student or a current student. So we're always happy to talk to families and see how we can support them and their young people to re-engage or, you know, change into a different learning environment.
And what about Berwick? How's Berwick going?
Yeah, good. Yep, ticking along. So, yeah, like I said, they're the ones with the food smoking, so the envy of all the other campuses.
The smoking with my cooking usually means the thing's on fire.
Well, I have said a couple of times the smoke alarm just means dinner's ready, so come in and grab a plate. But no, so students across all of our campuses, we also do the Duke of Edinburgh, which is quite common through secondary schools around the area.
Yep.
So, yeah, they organise hikes and camps and all those sorts of things. There's a big community involvement component to the Duke of Edinburgh as well, which really nicely aligns in what we do as a broader organisation.
Yep.
But also encouraging the young people within Cirre to contribute to our community as well and be part of that kind of, that mentality, I suppose, and that purpose that we give back as well.
And with all your children, like, they all have their own learning program, don't they? Like, their own specifically to them.
Absolutely. Big focus on individualised learning at Cirre. So, and living documents. So, and the students are involved in that too.
What's living documents?
So, some schools or some places may kind of go, this is your learning plan for the year or the term or whatever, whereas ours are, okay, this week we're going to focus on this. You've told us this is your passion or your interest or your goal. How can we support you to achieve that this week? And then look at it again in the next week or two to actually go, did you achieve it? What could have been done differently? Were there any challenges? Those sorts of things.
And I suppose when you're working like that, it can be adapted too, can't it? It's not as though it's stuck in, well, this is what we've agreed to and that's it. I mean, you can adapt it.
Absolutely, and that's life, isn't it? You know, the best laid plans and all of that jazz. So you can definitely have a goal and then halfway along you think, oh, actually, I've tried that now, so I'd love to pursue that a little bit more or see where that leads. And it just comes back to that individualised learning where we can, we're lucky with our ratios that we do have a lot of support staff. So we've got teachers, learning assistants, wellbeing. We're even looking for a psychologist to join the teaching team with our schools. So, we're able to support those students and give them options.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we're back with more. Talking to Naomi. Naomi, tell us a little bit about the early learning as well.
Please. Yeah, so we've touched on it a few times over the months, but as we've seen the early years hub grow and grow up in Yarra Junction there. So amazing development, custom built to house all the little people and their little sponge minds and Yeah, so that's really exciting. That's opening, due to open in the coming months. I think they're looking at April at the moment. So, yeah, we've got some availability there, I believe, because it's a bigger premises now. So if anyone's wanting to go check it out, you can't miss it on Little Yarra Road there, just where the school is as well. But
so that's a really new building up there.
It is, yeah, brand new. Yep. So, yeah, so exciting. We've actually developed it to be an early years hub for the community, so it will have the early education on top with the kinders and daycare, but the lower sections designed with consult rooms and meeting rooms, so you know we can have services that local families can access. So if there's a paediatrician or a OT or speech therapist and those sorts of things.
What's OT?
Occupational therapy.
You got to tell us.
Okay.
I'm a bit dumb.
I know, you're all right. It's just lingo from being a parent, I suppose, that you sort of, when you use these services, I know from having worked at the hub at Yarra Junction, the amount of times that people say, oh, I've got to take the kids to Ringwood for an appointment or beyond, you know, and that's when you're talking little people sitting in a car for an hour just to get to an appointment.
And the cost,
people yeah, absolutely. Pressure. So if we can bring those services to Yarra Junction, yeah, it will be an amazing thing that we can have there. So if anyone is listening that offers those services or anything in that early years childhood development space, please definitely get in touch because we can have a chat about the rooms available and come up with a plan to get as many services in there as we can.
So, and they don't have to base themselves there, do they? They could come few hours a week or a few hours a month or whatever it might be.
That's the great thing with allied health sort of room consult rooms. You know, one day it could be the occupational therapist, the next day it's a speech therapist, the next day it's a paediatrician. And these people, they can have Yarra Junction as an option, but they can also keep their Ringwood office or their, you know, city space. And with that, you know, that hot space or the hubs sort of situation where you can just go into a single consult room and come and go, it means that you can cover more area and support more people and have more people can have access to those programs and services.
And while we're talking about Yarra Junction, we need to mention FICE. Now, I don't like to talk in likes of that, but it's First Impression Clothing.
Yes.
And we've just said that times are getting a bit tough for some families and mm-hmm. some ladies who have never, well, haven't worked for 20 years are all of a sudden going to try and find getting back to work.
Yep.
They haven't had a CV done for goodness knows how long. Mm-hmm. They've haven't got the right clothes. And as you and I have mentioned before, impression is what matters. It doesn't matter what we say, that they everyone should be treated equally. Someone walks in looking smart, dressed. Someone walks in not so good. You know, who's going to at least get the best chance. So tell us a bit more about FirePlus.
Yeah, well, it's also about confidence, I think. When you feel like you look nice and you feel happy and comfortable in what you're wearing and how you're presenting, that comes through in your ability to be able to communicate more effectively with people. And so, yeah, we've got the First Impressions Clothing Exchange program. So we've got stores or the shops that are at Yarra Junction Community Hub on Warburton Highway at the traffic lights there next to the post office, Red Relish. And the Lilydale shop is at our head office, 7 to 9 John Street, so just between the station and Maroondah Highway. Both are open Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, so plenty of opportunities to come in. All female clothing, so anyone sort of female, identifying female that wants to shop there is always welcome. Safe space for people to come in, have a chat, have a browse.
And it's not an op shop. I mean, you tell me there, not that I've ever bought there, but they tell me that, or you've told me that a lot of the stuff's new, and if not, nearly new.
Yeah.
So you're not going into some op shop where there's just a lot of whole sort of stuff that maybe mightn't be as good as could be.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on sort of the standard of clothing and accessories that we use there because we want it to be a positive experience for everyone. Not to say, I mean, I just popped out to the op shop next door here, the Lions Op Shop in Healesville, and it's fabulous in there. But the First Impressions is, we've work to set it up as a good mix between a community space and a retail outlet. So we've got some great partnerships. So Motto, for example, are a really great supporter of us, and they will donate new clothing. So it's always an exciting day when the Motto delivery comes for staff and public alike. But yeah.
But you could also, I think, get help with your CV too.
Yeah.
If because some of these ladies probably haven't gone for a job for 20, 25 years.
No, and it's hard. And I think predominantly mothers in that situation, we underestimate what we can actually do. You know, get a mum to organise something, and the time management and the logistics that they bring to that are exceptional, because you have no choice when you know, scheduling all the everything that goes on in life. So, part of what we can do is really look at those transferable skills for people and encourage them to acknowledge them in themselves and promote them when looking for work.
Righto, I've just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back to more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Anyway, we're talking to Naomi from Cirre, and again, C-I-R-E. Now, Siri, you are Siri. You're not Siri. You're
We're all a little bit Siri. Oh, it's okay. Sad.
You want to talk about training?
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm sitting in the RTO team, so registered training organisation team. So, training is where I have been for the last sort of few years. So, part of my job is helping students come and join our training courses. So we've just had our semester 1/term 1 intake start at the end of mid-February. So the exciting thing about this year's intakes is we're finally getting back to pre-COVID levels. So it's taken this long for people to have that sense of stability, I suppose, and, feeling confident that they can enrol in a classroom class and be able to come.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So that's been really great to see. So a lot of people in that return to work phase, looking at, aged care, disability support, childcare, early learning, and education support, which is always a good one with the mums returning to work at school hours and school holidays.
And particularly with a couple of those, I think with the aged care and also the early learning, there are plenty of jobs around to be had too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And even with ed support, with education support in classrooms, because we are seeing these students post-COVID that need a bit of extra help throughout all of the years. So, the preppies that were in prep in 2020, what are they now, grade 3? So, they've had some significant sort of hiccups and bumps. Interruptions along the way. So, there's a lot out there. Even with our own schools, we're looking for education support or education learning assistance, depending on which language you use.
Yep.
And our early childhood staff are always looking for at least casuals, if not sort of those permanent roles. So it's all out there.
Now, I've got to take another quick break, but before we go, you've got to tell us about a high T. There's a high T coming up.
Yeah, so circling back to the FICE program, our First Impressions program, that is, as we are a non-for-profit, we do fundraisers. So the high T is coming up on Saturday the 4th of May, which I believe would be Mother's Day weekend. So that's a great opportunity to come out. Have a nice little outing for a great cause. So in Lilydale at St. Patrick's. You nearly got me, but no, I got it back.
Oh, you're too well
Lilydale, prepared. I am in the afternoon of Saturday, May the 4th. So I believe raffles, door prizes, all those sorts of things. So any local businesses looking to contribute, it's always greatly appreciated. Usually a fashion parade, so have a chance to have a bit of a shop as well, but always a great event.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, have your paper and pencil ready, because Naomi's going to tell you how to find out more about these programs.
Closing down the town. Wake up.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Naomi from CIRE, C-I-R-E. It's about time for us to go, but first of all, give us some contact details.
Yep.
Obviously, it might be mum and dad listening, or it could be grandma and grandpa who feel that maybe their grandchild needs extra support through the schools
yep.
or whatever.
Or so, they, yep. So if... Oh, sorry, cut you off there.
No worries.
Yeah, so we've got things open to all the community, so community lunches. Our AGM's coming up on Tuesday, March 26th as well in Chirnside Park. So all of these details are on our website, Facebook pages as well. So if you look at cire.org.au, which is C-I-R-E, .org.au. That's our website, which has all of our different programs listed there. You can also give us a call on 1300 835 235. So that's 1300 835 235. And our customer service officers will gladly answer your call and point you in the right direction. You can also check out our Facebook pages. So every unit has a different Facebook page, so we've got a lot, but our central one is CIRE Services on Facebook. So if you just have a search, you'll find everything that we've got going on. And if you ever want to send us an email, info, so info at CIRE.org.au, so again, CIRE, C-I-R-E, that will get you, again, to our customer service team who can forward on your inquiry to the appropriate people.
Now, something else we should just cover on, because we've still got a few minutes, there are a few jobs available too at CIRE, aren't there?
Yes. With growth comes opportunities. So we've got, I touched on them a little bit before with our learning assistants and our early childhood educators. We've also got an exciting position for a senior manager in the safety, risk and wellbeing team at Lilydale. So it's exciting. Safety is, it's relevant to everyone.
Everyone needs them, but I couldn't do it.
No.
Well, some but they're not qualified.
No, and I find it really interesting, you know, to be able to identify risks. And as we move forward now, it's not just physical risks. You know, there's a big focus on mental well-being and, you know, mental health safety. So incorporating all of that into an environment so CIRE can make sure that everyone that uses our services is safe.
And the staff too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things I must say, and I know I laughed a bit, but it's no laughing matter, is that things that we did years ago, yeah. you wouldn't even consider doing
Gosh,
that.
No, times have definitely changed on that front for the better. Yeah, definitely. But we also have an admin role in the training space, which is based at Lilydale. So that would be working alongside people sort of with enrolments and liaising with students and that kind of thing too. So, and also trainers. So if anyone has the training and assessment qualification, feel free to get in touch and have a chat, because with all the, across all the programs we do in the community services space, we're always happy to hear from people.
Sounds good to me. And obviously, CIRE are looking for another good year.
Yes, yeah, always.
Happy New Year to you, Gus, if you're listening.
Yeah. Listening.
She should be listening to the podcast anyway. But,
yeah.
And I should mention, too, to everybody, there are heaps of podcasts up on our website. CIRE will be up there next week. But there's plenty that we've done with CIRE over the last probably 6 years. Mm. But there are plenty of podcasts up there. Naomi, we've got another couple of minutes. You got something else you want to impart with us before you go?
Oh, there's always something happening. Let me quickly look at my list. So I suppose I did quickly try and sneak in the CIRE AGM. So that is coming up. I tried to pop it, smuggle it in with the contact details, but we'll give it its own airtime. So that's Tuesday, March 26th from 5:30 at Chirnside Park at the community hub there. It's always a really great evening. We reflect on the year that has been. So looking at, I mean, when you start thinking, what did CIRE achieve in 2023? We had our first year in our new space at John Street, which was amazing. Seeing students graduate, that some of them actually achieved those goals throughout that COVID lockdown period, which is always, you know, such a great achievement for them. The start of the Yarra Junction Youth Hub. Oh, yep.
And just give us another quick quick flash on the Easter market.
Yes. So, yep. Definitely. So, Easter market, again, at Chirnside Park Community Hub, Sunday, March 24. So, coming up in a few weeks, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Till 2 p.m. Plenty of food,
yep.
Plenty of stalls, and it's a great way to buy an Easter present. As I said before, you really are supporting often just mums and dads or young people that are trying to start off a bit, either start a little business or just make a few dollars on the side.
Yep, definitely. Community for community. That's what we're all about.
Sounds good to me. Sounds like a catch try. Just those contact details.
Yeah, again, absolutely. So our website is www.cire.org.au. So C-I-R-E. Phone number 1300 835 235. So 1300 835 235, and email info@cire.org.au.
And also there are, pardon me, there are plenty of Facebook pages too. But if you, the major one is just Cire Services.
Yes, yep. So if you just type Cire, C-I-R-E, in the search bar of Facebook, you'll have the school, the community hubs, training, early learning, and then the services, all in one spot.
Sounds good. Naomi, look, it's been terrific to have you along. We hope that it is a great year for Cire, and I'm sure it will be. I think they do a terrific job. Yep. And also, just one quick more mention for this, for the FISA, because, you know, we understand that a lot of people are doing it tough, and there will be a lot of ladies, unfortunately, having to go back to work that never thought they ever would be.
And if anyone's ever cleaning out your wardrobe, donations can go to Lilydale, Chirnside Park, Seville Community House, or Yarra Junction Community Hub.
And only good material.
And fantastic quality. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.